Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and looking forward to our interview, our visit with Maria Coyne. Maria is Executive Vice President with KeyBank, and she heads up the Key for Women initiative for KeyBank. She's been with us before talking about how small business owners and banks can work together, and she's our good friend. Maria, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Now, one of the things that I have been talking to banks about for a long time, Maria, and I've told banks this everywhere from a tiny, tiny community bank to the Bank of America. If you don't have a well-structured small business strategy, you won't make it in the 21st century as a bank. What do you think?
I would agree with that 100%, Jim. I think that many of our communities, particularly many of the places where KeyBank is located, small business is the driver of the economic engine in many of those communities. And you need to understand what their needs are. You need to grow with them as they're willing to grow. And you just need to be supportive.
You got to get closer to them, too, don't you?
Absolutely.
And when I say closer, I mean you've got to put the... You got to put the decision-making process, the relationship part of the equation. You got to get closer to the business owner instead of farther away, don't you?
I would agree completely. In fact, it's long been our policy that when we're meeting with our small business owners, we do it at their place of business because mm-hmm. we really want to get in there and understand what makes them tick and what their challenges are and offer some ideas about how we could help from what we've learned from other companies.
You know, there's a management strategy that's called MBWA, management by walking around.
Yeah.
And that's where managers literally get out of their offices and go walk around in their shop, you know, seeing what's going on and just kind of being out amongst the things that are going on and not just holding up in their offices. So what you're talking about is LBWA, right?
Absolutely. Lending
by walking around, is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, you get a different perspective if you're walking the shop floor with the owner or if you're sitting in the office talking to the bookkeeper or if you're, you know, out in the field and in whatever capacity, whatever kind of business it is, you get a much different feel for the company kind of walking in their shoes for a day.
Well, that's what partners do, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to see it. You know, the banking industry, through all the consolidation and everything and all the increased technology and everything, it had a tendency, a natural tendency, to sort of become very disconnected from small business owners. That was the natural tendency that could have happened. But the smart banks are not doing that. The smart banks are resisting that. And I'm hearing more and more banks are doing what you're doing, Maria, that more and more banks are realizing that you know what, that kind of a disconnect doesn't work for small business owners, does it?
No, it sure doesn't. I think that we've finally got the pendulum back in a manageable place, which is leveraging technology, leveraging the different channels based on what our customers want and need, but being available, being out in the field, being at their place of business, I think is definitely the smartest way to operate.
And your bank, and I know at least, is further segmenting the small business sector of the marketplace, which as you know is the huge one, really, in terms of it's the majority in terms of total GDP, and it's certainly way over 90% in total of percentages of total businesses. But you guys are further segmenting small business into not just small business, but women-owned small business, aren't you?
That's correct, Jim. And we've been focused on this market space for some time, and we've noted that over the last 5 to 10 years that the rate of women-owned firms has grown at 2 to 2.5 times the rate of all firms. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I probably, from the Center for Women's Business Research, they would tell you that 48% of all privately held businesses are 50% or more owned by women today.
And that number, folks, when I started doing my show, Maria, back in 97, that number was 40%.
Yep.
So it's grown. And if you think about it, I mean, think about it. What is it, 51% of the population, at least in the United States, is female? And the other, women are in the majority in terms of total population, aren't they?
True. That's very
which is
true.
Which is a little scary for us guys, Maria. But
I would imagine you would like those odds.
But you guys are getting so much more powerful now. Yeah. I see. You're getting more powerful, and you're going to take over the marketplace pretty soon. So it makes us sweat a little bit, Maria.
Well, we're just here to make things work.
No, exactly. No, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it because it's very interesting to see the women that I've seen become business owners and how they've grown. It's very interesting to see how that's happened. And there is no place in the marketplace that has evolved more for helping women than the banking industry. Because they had a long way to go from some of the stories that you and I know about 25, 30 years ago, right, Maria?
That's for sure. It's frightening. Women didn't have great networks. They didn't have great access to information.
Or their own financial information.
Their own financial information, right. The things that would make them ready to access capital, they didn't even have those kind of preliminary steps. And they also didn't have a lot of role models. I think that's what's so exciting about the women that I see jumping into business ownership today is that they're young, they're old, they're former corporate, they're right out of school, they're every shape and size in every location, and so there's a lot more encouragement, I would say, and a lot more information sharing.
I've interviewed a number of the ladies who were the pioneers on this show. Lillian Vernon was one that comes to mind. I interviewed her a couple of three years ago, and she talked about literally starting her company at her kitchen table back in the 50s.
Wow.
And in those days, a woman would go to a bank, they were basically laughed out of the building almost.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was probably the case.
But that's not the case anymore, is it?
No. No, it's not. In fact, we've built this, what we call our Key for Women program, and it's around four principles that women business owners need four things. They need access to capital, of course. They need networking opportunities, ongoing education, and customized service.
And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get you to go into those four with us and explain what each one of those mean. We'll do that right after these messages, folks. It's 20 after the hour. Maria Coyne is our guest. She's vice president, actually executive vice president with KeyBank, and her focus is on the Key for Women initiative there at KeyBank. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Your heart may be broken
tonight. Are you reeling in the east? Slowing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine?
Websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship where we started, where it all started back in 97. You can listen to our show a number of different ways, including some fair use ways. It will allow you to actually take possession of, for example, the interview that we're doing right now with Maria Coyne, Executive Vice President with KeyBank, and or any of the other thousands of over 4,000 archives of past shows that we've done on every topic under the sun. You can literally podcast them. You can download them directly into iTunes or any of your other media managers. You can listen to them streaming over with your MP3 player. So check all that out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there. And also, don't forget to check out AskJim.biz. That's our knowledge base. That's the new one. That's where you can go and ask your small business question and get answers now. Maria Coyne is our guest. She's Executive Vice President with KeyBank, especially the Key for Women Initiative. And Maria, give us your website, please.
www.key.com, K-E-Y.com.
Key.com. How about the Key for Women Initiative? Has that got its own website?
You would go to key.com/Key for Women.
All right,
that's the numeral four in there.
The number four, yeah. And is there, and I'm sure there's probably a link there somewhere on the homepage too, where they can get to it.
Absolutely, just through small business.
Exactly. Okay, you had four pillars that you were going to tell us about that you guys have decided that women need to focus on.
Yeah, and the first one, of course, and maybe it should be the last one. It doesn't really matter what order you talk about them in, but access to capital is the obvious one because that's what people think of when they think of banks. And in that regard, about a little over 2 years ago, we made a 3-year commitment to lend $1 billion to women-owned businesses. And I'm pleased to announce that about a month ago, we actually exceeded that goal nearly a year ahead of schedule.
Congratulations. On behalf of all of women business owners out there and those who want to be, we thank you.
Well, and we're only just picking up some steam. So we've recommitted another $2 billion over 5 years, and I would be surprised if we didn't exceed that goal as well. We're going to have to work at it, but it'll feel good when we hit that $2 billion mark as well.
Right. Good for you. All right. First one is access to capital.
Yep. Yep, the next one is customized service, and what we're saying there is you should have a relationship manager with a bank. You should have a banker that understands your business. There's no one-size-fits-all. There's no standard product that's going to work for you. You really need a partner that's going to get in there and identify some needs and come up with solutions for you, and those may or may not be banking products.
And you know, Maria, I have a program that I've been doing for years now, teaching small business owners how to speak banker as a second language and vice versa. And one of the things I encourage bank lending officers to do is to realize that it's not the small business owner's responsibility to find out what products the bank has. It's the bank's responsibility to find out what products the customers need and help them get those.
I agree.
Because 100%. We're so busy in our business, we don't know what the new financial products are out there that would help us.
Absolutely.
And so a banker needs to take the initiative to make sure that they find out what we need and get it and help us get it.
I'm in 100% agreement.
Well, I'm glad. I know that's one of your pillars, and I congratulate you on that because I think that is one of the most important ways for a banker and a small business owner to forge a relationship.
I would agree, and it's, you know, if every time we meet, if I can leave you with one good idea, I feel like I'm doing my part as your banker.
Absolutely.
Pillar number three are networking opportunities, because what we find with women business owners is that they like a lot of information before they make a decision, not afraid to make a decision, but like to bounce ideas off of other people, haven't always had the same kind of access to the business networks that exist in communities. So we're basically saying, let's get out there. We support some organizations. We support organizations like eWomen Network and Women's Presidents Organization and NABO, so that women can learn from each other, basically.
Women do business across the marketplace with all people, all men and women. But when they network, when they get together and talk about their issues, they like to do it with other women, don't they?
I think they do, Jim, and I think it's because they feel safer. They feel more willing to share both failures and successes.
Well, let's face it, Maria. There is a language between you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a way of speaking that's different from the way guys speak.
It's true, and it's
and that's not derogatory at all.
It's just different.
It's just facing the facts. It's just different.
And it's being able to make those connections that help women make some decisions in their businesses.
I mean, I walk in on the women in my office will be having a conversation, and I walk up to them, and I realize I've walked in, you know, another place here. I don't need to be there. tell us about the fourth pillar.
The fourth pillar is ongoing education. We feel that everybody needs access to information that's going to help them run their businesses better. So we have some of our own educational events where we'll invite outside subject matter experts to come in and have a roundtable discussion. For example, we did some programming last year around managing healthcare costs, using technology to grow your business, topics that really don't have much of anything to do with financial products, but they will help you run your business business and manage your cash flow.
Absolutely. Well said. And, of course, hopefully in all of that will help women do acquire something that I think that they need more than men do, and that's self-confidence.
Yep, and sustainable businesses.
Absolutely. Hey, Maria, give us that website again, please.
www.key.com/women or key for women.
Thank you, Maria, for being here. Good job. Thanks for what you're doing for small business owners.
Pleasure to be here, Jim, as
always.
We'll
see you next time. Maria Coyne, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back after these messages with our good friend, Governor Pete DuPont. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.